This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. For the second time in a week, the Children, Youth, and Families Department has been sued. First, it was for foster care, and now it's by women who say they've been denied child care assistance. Another nonprofit organization, Olay, and a group of single parents filed the suit and held a press conference outside the CYFD building in Albuquerque. This suit is also asking for class action status and names Monique Jacobson, the secretary of CYFD, as the sole defendant. The suit says the agency denied child care assistance to parents who earn between 150 and 200% of the federal poverty level. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be. A better New Mexico through better cities.
According to the suit, the assistance is for those who earn up to 200% of the poverty level. The suit lists several plaintiffs who say they were denied that assistance. Monica Alt, staff attorney with the public benefits team at the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty, which filed the suit, said they just want them to honor their own guidelines. More after this. Alt, in the suit, also says the agency illegally charges a copay from those getting the assistance, illegal because CYFD didn't go through a public process to get that approved. She said there is nothing in the regulations that provide for a copay, and how it's calculated is not clear. But there is still more to the suit. Alt says those denied the benefits have also been denied due process rights, since caseworkers aren't telling them they have the right to appeal the decision of denial. The organization behind the suit, Olay, that stands for Organizers in the Land of Enchantment, represent low-income and working families. In the press conference, Alt said that one of the plaintiffs cannot return to her managerial job because she can't afford full-time child care. Others say they have to take lesser jobs with fewer hours and lower pay because of what she said were the, quote, ever-changing and unpredictable copays, some as high as $400 a month, that CYFD assigns to them, end quote. This suit says they want the system changed and they want the agency to follow their own rules about who can and cannot get the child care assistance. The suit last week also wanted systemic changes rather than monetary awards. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
As a final note today, it's a sad one. This is the second-to-the-last Dateline New Mexico that will be heard. Tomorrow's program, Friday the 28th, will be the end of an era. 53 years of Dateline New Mexico programs. Listen tomorrow, please, for a tribute to the founder of Dateline New Mexico, Ernie Mills. Dateline New Mexico is and has been unique. There is no other program like it, and there probably never will be. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.